liberal in what they stand for. Because of this, they believe in doing business locally as well as giving back to the communities that their employees and patrons live in. Farmers Co-op Association, with locations in Forest City, Leland, Buffalo Center, and Keister, is here to serve you.
There's one name to call for electrical service. It's Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric has the experience and equipment for any residential, agricultural, commercial, or industrial job. They have the equipment to take care of underground and overhead work and everything in between. They're reliable and locally owned and operated. Most importantly, they stand behind their quality workmanship. Prompt professional electrical work every time. Count on the experience of Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton. Call 553-5880. And welcome to our pregame here on 98 Country. At this time, we're going to visit with Mavericks head coach Cliff Anderson. Cliff, good evening.
Good evening to you.
And, the regular season has come to a close here. We're in playoff action now. The Martin County West Mavericks finished the year 18-6 overall. Give us your brief summary thoughts on this season, the regular season.
Well, I thought it went pretty good. We were competitive in most games, and if you'd have told me before the season started we'd be 18-6, I think we probably would have said, we'll take it. We played some very competitive games. We lost a couple games to St. Clair, and Grenada took us to us a couple times, so that was a little rough there. But otherwise, we competed and did pretty well this season, so overall, very happy.
All right. Well, that brings us here to tonight's opponent, United South Central. And what do you kind of know about the Rebels?
Well, I know their coach pretty good. He used to coach the boys like I did, and it was kind of funny. We actually scrimmaged the first week of the practice back in November. So USC came over to Sherburn, and so I guess we gave them a little tour of the school there, so they got to shoot on our rim. So I guess that's not good. But, I know they don't have quite the same record we do, and they're young, but they play pretty good competition all year long. I know that's number three, Taylor Schroeder, has been doing a nice job for them. And that left-hander, number five, Bungum.
Yep.
And then O'Rourke is a pretty nice player, so they're pretty young. I think they start a center, an eighth grader, Brueger, I think they play a lot of 2-3 zone. Maybe they'll come out in a box. We'll see. We've seen all that all year, so hopefully at home, and we're prepared and ready to go.
All right. And, of course, you mentioned Taylor Schroeder and also Bungum. Those are kind of their two leading scorers, so I'm guessing defensively going to kind of focus on those two.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not sure number three was in our scrimmage, but I know the number five, the lefty, sure did a nice job against us, and we've watched a few times on film. So we'll have to find those two, and hopefully, in playoffs, you want to get off to a good start and see who wants to continue their season if they get behind. So, we're looking forward to it, but I know they're well coached, and they'll be ready to play, so we'll have to play our best.
All right, and keys to a Martin County West victory here tonight, Coach.
Well, if there's one thing for sure, we have to shoot the ball better than we have a lot of the season. Sometimes we're pretty good, but we're kind of inconsistent shooting. So if we can make some easy shots at the beginning, that would be a key. And our defense has led us most of the year. So continue to play hard on the defensive end and try to make some high-quality shots.
All right, sounds good. Cliff, thanks for your time here, and good luck tonight here against the Rebels.
Thank you very much.
You bet. And again, visiting with Mavs coach Cliff Anderson here on our pregame show. We'll be back talking Rebels with Taylor Overbo right after this.
Imagine your dream home. How would you design it? Would it have a deck or patio for outdoor entertaining? A heated driveway and sidewalk to eliminate snow removal? A sunroom to soak in views of all the seasons? With mortgage and home improvement loan options to fit your dream home's blueprint, Bank Midwest can make your perfect home a reality. So dream big, then call us. Stop in or visit bankmidwest.com. Bank Midwest, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When it comes to growing soybeans, performance is everything. Wagner Seed is dedicated to improving your success by utilizing the Asgrow soybean varieties that'll perform in your fields. We have knowledge to make recommendations on the Asgrow variety that will make the most of every acre on your farm. Call Wagner Seed, serving South Central Minnesota, now in our fifth generation of seed sales.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
At American Glass in Fairmont, their technicians are dedicated to helping you resolve all your auto glass needs and offer the knowledge and experience you deserve from your neighborhood glass repair shop. They'll talk with your insurance company to get you the best price and work to keep your windshield safe and secure while you're on the road. Call Steve Petroviak at 507-238-9741. American Glass in Fairmont, serving you since 1991. And welcome back to our pregame show here on 98 Country as we visit now with USC Rebels coach Taylor Overbow. Taylor, good evening.
How's it going, Travis?
It's going great, and ready for some playoff basketball here to start. And but first, before we get to tonight's game, the Rebels on the season finish 8-18 overall. And Taylor, just kind of your quick thoughts on what this regular season has meant here.
Yeah, it was a good regular season. Obviously, you know, when we talked earlier in the preseason, Travis, you know, if we get to that 9-10 wins, it'd be a pretty good year for us. There's a lot of growth, a lot of improvement. You know, we had to deal with some mental stuff or mental toughness stuff where we just had to get better. And as a whole, I thought we did a pretty good job of that. You know, we had five or six games where we lost by five or six or less points. A lot of small things. You know, we started off the year averaging 30-plus turnovers. We battled injury. Olivia Brigger missed eight games, and she tore that tendon in her ankle the first day of practice. And then, you know, we had a stint of about 10 days where we had a bunch of girls who were sick, and, you know, there's a few girls who couldn't play. You know, so you take a team that plays six, seven girls, one injury really plays a big factor in a lot of things. So, as a whole, I thought our girls have done a good job of fighting adversity, and, hopefully tonight, as we're sitting here talking, we are, pretty close to 100% healthy.
All right, and again, we take a look now at tonight's opponent here, Taylor. It's the Martin County West Mavericks. Of course, this is a team, the Rebels. You guys made that trip over to Sherburne for a scrimmage before the season started, so that's kind of where it all started here for you guys, and now looking to start the playoffs here with looking for that W. But what does Martin County West bring to the table here tonight?
Yeah, you know, what's funny is when we went to that scrimmage, you know, Cliff Anderson, he does a great job. All of his teams are disciplined, and he gets the best out of his kids that he has. But when we're walking out of the gym, he just made a comment, said, well, we'll probably play you guys here in about 3 months from now. So I guess he gets that head on there. But Martin County West, you know, they have one player, and Emily Anderson, the coach's daughter, 6-foot point guard, really good shooter. If I were to guess, just watching games, she's averaging around 30 points a game, you know. So that's all they got. You know, they have some really good role players. They do a good job of getting playing through the high post and getting a lot of different looks in the mid-range. You got three or four girls who aren't great shooters from behind the arc, but do a really good job when they get open shots in the mid-range that they'll knock it down. Martin County West, they play 3-2 zone, a 2-3 zone, some man-to-man, they'll 2-2-1 press, yeah, just a soft press. You know, they don't do anything really great, but they do a lot of things really well. So, again, it's a sign of a well-coached team, and Cliff's done a good job of that. So, we'll definitely have our hands full tonight.
All right, and keys to a Rebel victory here this evening.
Yeah, you know, the last few weeks our transition defense has been really bad. So can we limit a lot of Martin County West runouts and such? But you know, we're gonna have to rebound. There's gonna be misses tonight. Whoever rebounds, whoever limits turnovers, is gonna have the best chance of winning this game, which is typical in a playoff game. But you know, we have to be able to move the ball and not get sticky fingers, and you know, so ball movement and offense can be very critical to get that zone moving. Try to get Olivia or Taylor to attack against that zone.
All right, sounds good, Taylor. Thanks for your time here, and good luck tonight against the Mavericks.
Thanks, Travis, and thanks for covering.
You bet. And again, we've been visiting with girls basketball coach, USC coach, Taylor Overbow here on our pregame show. We'll be back with starting lineups and tip-off from Sherburn after this.
When your project calls for concrete, call on Bedrock Ready Mix, located north of Winnebago on Highway 169. They're your locally owned and operated Ready Mix cement, rock, and sand supplier, offering superior customer service to help you meet your project goals. Bedrock Ready Mix has quality products you can trust to get the job done. Call Bedrock Ready Mix 507-525-3400 or find them north of Winnebago on Highway 169.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tremont Town Center Market is the store built by the community. Their deli makes it easy to grab a meal on the go or to take home. The bakery has fresh baked goods for any special occasion. The meat department offers great options in every price range, and their fresh fruits and vegetables in the produce department will have you coming back for more. They also have 24-hour pay-at-the-pump fuel service and a liquor store. They're open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thank you for shopping the Tremont Town Center Market.
And we are back here now as we have the number 2 seed Martin County West Mavericks hosting the number 7 seed USC Rebels here this evening from Sherburn. Let's take a look at the home team starting lineup here first. Number 1, sophomore Courtney Anderson. Number 3, sophomore Emily Shelter. Number 4, junior Avery Sanders. Number 10, senior Ella Carlson. And number 35, junior Emily Anderson. The Mavericks coached by Cliff Anderson, Carter Willie, and Doug Blue, assistant coaches. For the USC Rebels here tonight, number 3, Taylor Schroeder, 5'7", junior, in the starting lineup. Number 4, 5'8", junior, Addison Mattoon. Number 5, 5'7", freshman, Olivia Bungham. Number 13, 5'11", 8th grader, Olivia Brigger. And at number 23, 5'4", freshman, Ivy O'Rourke. So here we go, center circle. It's Bungham and Anderson, and the tip is won here by the Mavericks. So the Mavericks start off with the basketball. Anderson gives it up to the corner there to Courtney Anderson. And now they keep working it around, looking, and that one is thrown away. That'll go to the Rebels. First possession by the Mavs is a turnover. See if the Rebels can take advantage of that. In the corner to Schroeder. Now over to O'Rourke, who dribbles to her right. Now in the corner, Schroeder over to Bungham in the paint. Driving, throws up the shot off the glass. It's good as Olivia Bungham gets the first bucket of the game. Anderson, again, brings it up here for the Mavs. And now, working it around at the free throw line there is Shelter. Gets stolen away by Bungham. Bungham on the layup. Gets the two to go. Quick 4 points for Olivia Bungham, and it's a 4-0 lead here for USC. Emily Anderson with the basketball. Looks inside. Now the bounce pass over. And it's Sanders with it, gives it back up to Courtney Anderson. Now looking inside, and the shot is missed by number 3, Emily Shelter. And now here come the Rebels. Brigger swings it over to Schroeder. Now Bungum has the ball in her hand. Swinging it out to Schroeder. Back over. To Mattoon. Now to Schroeder. Schroeder gives it up to O'Rourke. Now Mattoon in the corner looking to a cutting Schroeder. The ball turned over. And here come the Mavericks now as Courtney Anderson will bring it up. Down low, they try to find, it's stolen away by O'Rourke, and another turnover by the Mavs. Rebels leading 4-0 here. As the shot in the corner by Schroeder is a long three. O'Rourke is there to get the rebound, and the putback is good for two. And the Rebels lead 6-0. Anderson looks inside, bounce pass, shot goes up off the glass. A nice cut there by Ella Carlson. And there's the first bucket for the Mavericks. 6-2 Rebel lead is 4 with 15 and a half to play first half. Mattoon with the basketball, gives it up to Bungum. Bungum dribbles to her right, now cross court to O'Rourke, bounce pass inside to Schroeder. Schroeder goes up, first shot, no good. Gets her own rebound, however. Now the kick out to Bungum, and Bungum knocks it down. 3 for 3 for Olivia Bungum, and she's got 6 points. 8-2 Rebels lead. Here comes Avery Sanders. Now they swing it down into the corner, back out now to Courtney Anderson. Now they give it up. Sanders on the drive. It gets knocked away, and then Rebels turn it right back over to the Mavericks. Sanders with it. There's the jumper. It is short there by Carlson, but it's rebounded by the Mavericks. Swinging it around. Inside Anderson turns. Hook shot is good for Emily Anderson. She's got her first bucket of the night, and it's an 8-4 lead for USC. Rebels now reset or get things set here offensively. And we've got a whistle, and it's going to be 3 seconds in the lane on the Rebels. So Carlson comes in. That's Maddie Carlson for the Mavericks. And here we go, number 4. Sanders gets it back. Now back over to Carlson. Ball tip. Bungum has got it. Off to the races, kicks it to O'Rourke. Now back to Bungum. Bungum down with a basketball. Over to O'Rourke. She'll fire a three. That's too long. No good. And we've got a push on the Rebels. So the three in the corner, too deep. We've got a push. First foul on the Rebels. First foul of the game. And that one was called on Brigger. That'll be Olivia Brigger's first foul. Sanders in the corner now, driving the baseline. Now she'll give it up. Shot, the jumper, a long, no good. Rebound collected, though, by the Maverick. Shelter, who took the shot. And she gets her own rebound, and now a putback attempt here. She gets fouled on that, and will go to the free throw line. Shooting two. 8-4 USC with a lead here early. Free throw is good by Emily Shelter. Or Shetler. And she knocks them down both. So Shetler gets them both. And on the way, we get a turnover. Down the sideline there is Bungum, and she goes out of bounds. Turnover to the Mavericks. 8-6 our score. Rebels lead by two. And here we go. Working it around. Ball stolen. No, it's not stolen. It's tipped away, though. But the Mavericks regroup. And it's Sanders. Looks inside. Shot goes up. Nicely done there by Shetler. So Shetler's got four. And we're tied 8-8. Some pressure coming from the Mavs. Ball tipped. And Bungum has it. Bounce past the Brigger. It's stolen away. And the Rebels will turn it over. The one thing the Rebels really need to limit here tonight. And They've got five here thus far in the first half. Looking, and now the Mavs work it around. Emily Anderson with the basketball. And now into the corner, now cutting and losing it, though, was Kepler. And here come the Rebels for the basketball. Maddie Dolman checking in, and she'll be checking in for Addison Mattoon here. And here comes that Martin County West press. Longham gets through it. And now kicks it over to Brigger. Now the shot by Schroeder. Long on the three. Anderson's there for the rebound for the Mavericks. 8-8 tie here with 12:13 to play in this first half. Section 2A, South subsection. Shot goes up there by number two, Liv Borkhart, and she'll miss it. Rebounded by the Rebel. Borkhart wasn't sure if she was going to get played here in this one tonight. Cliff Anderson said that she had to go through the warm-ups, and evidently she felt pretty good because she's into the ballgame. Now we have Bungum, ooh, almost slipped, and then we get a foul. She did kind of slide, but kept her dribble the whole way with that. But and very quickly, Borkhart comes out, and number three back in is Shetler. 8-8 tie, 11:38 to play in this first half. Rebels with the basketball underneath their own basket. And they get it to Schroeder. Schroeder's jumper in the paint, no good. And here come the Mavs on the rebound. Emily Anderson will bring it up here for the Mavericks. And here we go. We have Courtney Anderson with the basketball. Now they swing it over to Ella Carlson. Shot goes up, no good by Carlson, and it's rebounded by the Rebels. Winner of this one will take on the winner of Springfield Mountain Lake Comfrey in St. Peter Thursday night. Shot in the corner is up, and it is off the mark by Schroeder. And here we go. Rebounded by the Mavs. As they set things back up here, does Courtney Anderson. Now they swing it over here to Ella Carlson. Back over to Courtney Anderson. Picks up her dribble. Schroeder's on her. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. And it's off USC. It will stay Martin County West basketball. And they get it inside, and a nice shot there on the take with Ella Carlson. Comes up empty, but she's fouled on that shot attempt. On the good inbound play there by the senior. And the foul going to be called on Olivia Brigger. That'll be two on Olivia. And that'll bring in Liz Meyer as the shot by Carlson no good on the first free throw. So Liz Meyer comes in for Brigger now. And there's the free throw. It's off the mark, no good. And it's rebounded, and Anderson, that is Emily Anderson, knocking down the three-pointer as they grab the offensive rebound. And she knocks down a three. 11-8 now. Mavs lead by three. It's their first lead of the game. O'Rourke with the basketball, and she's going to take steps and travel and give it back to the Mavs. 11-8 our score. Mavs lead. They have the ball now. 10-11 to play in this first half. Don't forget the Hodges halftime report with all your first half stats. Head your way at halftime. Courtney Anderson with the basketball now. Gives it back up here to Maddie Carlson. Shot up by Anderson's no good. Liz Myers there for the board for USC. So here come the Rebels now. Taylor Schroeder gives it up to Bungum. Deep three for Bungum. Ooh, off the back of the backboard and hard off that backboard, and a rebound by the Mavericks. And now Mavs with the basketball, working it around Carlson, now to Anderson, that's Courtney Anderson with it. Now back over, and the jumper, and the shot there taken by Maddie Carlson is no good. Rebounded by USC, Schroeder, and we're going to get a foul on the Mavericks as they push it up. And the foul going to go on number 10. That's Ella Carlson, the senior, picking up her first foul. And now, putting Dahlman to inbound here for the Rebels. Underneath their own basket. They get it to Schroeder. Schroeder dribbles out now, back on top to Mattoon. Now they swing it over to O'Rourke. Mattoon came in for Bungum. Now Schroeder lost the ball, kicked it. Now Dahlman with it. Shot is up, and it's good. Maddie Dahlman connects for a bucket. And the Rebels are down by one. Mavs lead it 11-10 here, 8:53 and counting. Carlson with the basketball. Looks inside there to Shetler. And we're going to get a whistle there. Bungum comes back in, and out is Mattoon. And that is Mattoon's second foul there on Anderson. And now, Mavs, here's Emily Anderson on the baseline. Shot is up, it's good. Off the glass she goes. She's got 7 points to lead the Mavericks, and it's 13-10. And we're down on the floor, and we're going to get a jump ball. Got one coach saying the girl jumped on her. The other one said she rolled over for a travel, and we get a jump ball. So here we go. Ball goes to the Rebels. And Schroeder, they've got her trapped, and we got a timeout. Timeout as she got trapped there right across midcourt in the corner there between midcourt and that sideline. A timeout taken, and it is a 30-second timeout. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
And we're back here, 8:24 to play here in this first half. The Mavs 13, the Rebels 10. Rebels with the basketball here at midcourt. And the winner of this one will take on Springfield Mountain Lake Comfrey winner in St. Peter at the later game, the 7:45 game. On Thursday, here we go. Bungum with the basketball. Maddie Dahlman has it now. Eight on the shot clock. Now seven. Bungum fires a three. It's long. No good. Rebounded by the Mavericks. And we got a whistle. So a foul going to be called on USC on the rebound. And it's going to go on 11. That's going to be Maddie Dahlman's first. Fifth team foul here on the Rebels. With two fouls for the Mavs. Bringing it up now is number four, Avery Sanders. Now they get it to Anderson in the corner. She picks up her dribble now, looks inside to Shetler inside. She goes as she finds Maddie Carlson for two. And it's now 15-10, a five-point lead for the Mavericks. Bungum, and she is fouled. And that's going to go on Emily Anderson. That'll be her first. Yeah, Maddie Carlson, yes, she is a freshman with her first bucket of the night. 7.5 to play first half. Bungum with the basketball, and it's tipped by the Mavericks out of bounds. 16 on the shot clock, and it's a 5-point lead for the Mavericks. Rebels will inbound here. On the baseline, gives it up to Schroeder. Now back to Bungum. Bungum fires the three. That one long. She's been long or hard on all three, all of her three-pointers thus far here tonight. Rebounded by the Mavs. They bring it up. In trouble now is Sanders. Gets it up. And cutting to the hoop, they find Ella Carlson. She's got four on the night. Now a 7-point lead for the Mavs. 17-10. Bungum all the way, and she's going to get fouled by Ella Carlson. That'll be Carlson's first. Oh, wait, second. That'll be Carlson's second. That one on her. Number two. And we have number two. Liv Workhart comes in. Here for number 10, Ella Carlson. Senior for senior there. And it's Bungum inbounds to O'Rourke. Now to Dahlman. Dahlman takes the dribble, goes to her right. Now to Schroeder. Taylor Schroeder now on the move. Going to her right, and the ball knocked out by the Mavericks. It'll stay USC basketball. With 6:47 to play here in this first half. 17-10, Mavs lead the Rebels. Here in the Section 2A South Subsection matchup. The 2-seed Mavericks and the 7-seed Rebels here in Sherburne. Dahlman with the basketball. Dribbles, gets to the free throw line. The shot is off the mark, no good, and it's rebounded by the Mavericks. And now, Emily Anderson with the basketball. Looks inside as she picks up her dribble. Now goes to the wing. Now she down in the corner. They go to Maddie Carlson. Ball stolen away. Here come the Rebels now. O'Rourke gives it up to Bungum. Bungum's runner no good. And Brigger will save it to Dolman. And a shot there in the paint, no good. Anderson will grab the rebound for the Mavericks. And here come the Mavs once again here as Avery Sanders has it. Now the swing to Anderson on the corner. Now they swing it back over to Sanders. Inside they go, and they find Borchardt underneath. And Borchardt gets the two, and she's got her first bucket of the night, and the Rebels can take a timeout. 9-point lead for the Mavs, 19-10, 5:39 to play here in this first half. We're back with more in 1 minute.
Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
More at Ace Hardware in the Tremont Town Center is your full-service Ace Hardware store. They carry a full line of Valspar, Clark, and Kensington paints. Grilling season is here, and you'll find Weber and Traeger grills in stock. You'll also find a full supply of lawn and garden items, including Craftsman and Toro lawn equipment. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. More in Ace Hardware in the Tremont Town Center is a place with the helpful hardware folks.
And we are back here, 5:39 to play in this first half. It's Mavs 19, Rebels 10. Rebels inbound. Here comes that 2-2-1 pressure from the Mavericks. As Bungum gets across, now finds Brigger. Brigger will give it up to Schroeder now. Schroeder picks up her dribble, now to O'Rourke. O'Rourke goes to her left. Now over to Bungum. Bungum going to the right. Finds Brigger in the corner. Now Brigger looks to Bungum. Bungum on the drive. And up goes the shot, and it falls. Oh, they're going to call her for steps. They call her for travel. So wipe away. The basket is no good. And the score remains 19-10. 5 minutes to go here in this first half. Emily Anderson with the basketball now on the wing. Gets down to the corner. Now picks up that dribble. And they find The open shot for Matty Carlson for two on the baseline there. Short little baseline jumper to go. It's 21-10 now. An 11-point lead here for the Mavericks. And now Bungum on the take, and she'll give it up to Brigger. Now back to Bungum. Bungum three-pointer is off the mark again. She just can't find that shot from beyond the arc here tonight. And it goes out of bounds to the Mavericks. Mavs 21, Rebels 10 here. 4.5 to play, first half. Hodges halftime report heads your way with all your first half stats. And now they go to Shetler now in the corner. What do we got? A whistle, and it's 3 seconds in the lane on Martin County West as they turn it over for the seventh time. And the Rebels have also turned it over seven times here in this first half. But the Mavs lead it 21-10 here. 4-12 and counting. Dahlman gets it up to Bungum, and then they tries to get it to Brigger, and now we're going to get a jump ball. Brigger and Shetler tie it up, and it'll be Maverick basketball. 4:04 to play first half. 21-10, Mavs lead. And bringing it up here is Avery Sanders to Emily Anderson. Now they find Carlson underneath, and Maddie Carlson gets another two. She's got six on the night. 23-10. O'Rourke gives it up to Bungum now. Bungum gets it across. Goes behind the back. Almost loses it. Goes down. And we're going to get a foul called on the Mavericks. And Bungum gets up. And rubs that knee a little bit. Rubs that right knee. And a little gimpy here, but she'll shake it off. 23-10, 3:38 and counting here. Bungum with the basketball for the Rebels. Going to her left now. She'll find Brigger now to Dahlman. Dahlman on the left wing. Now here we go. It's Schroeder to O'Rourke. Back over to Dahlman. Dahlman in the corner dribble. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Fires it up. Misses the shot, but Schroeder is there. Taylor Schroeder with her first bucket. And the Rebels scoring drought ends as it's now 23-12. And there's a quick back cut, and it's no good. It was missed by Courtney Anderson, and now we get a foul and an elbow. They're going to say on Dahlman throwing an elbow after she got the rebound. So that'll be a foul on Dahlman, and that is going to go to be number two on Maddie. Mavs get the ball back. 23-12, they lead. Just under three to play, and they get it to Carlson. Carlson shot no good. Brigger is there for the rebound for USC. Here comes Bungum now. Goes to her left, now back to the right. Back to her left, now spins. Finds O'Rourke in the corner. O'Rourke on the drive. Kicks it to the corner to Schroeder. Schroeder finds Bungum. And they're going to get a foul called here on the Mavericks. And that is going to be, I believe, on Maddie Carlson. We'll see for sure here. Yes, it is. That is her first. So 23-12, 2:33 to play first half. Schroeder has it. Now to Bungum, and they're going to get it for travel. And the Rebels turn it over. Forkart comes in, also number 10, Ella Carlson in. As Courtney Anderson comes out, and number 3, Emily Shetler comes out as well here. Emily Anderson will bring the ball across here for the Mavericks. And finds that back cut on the back cut there to Ella Carlson. For two. Nice find there by Anderson. 25-12 now. The Mavs lead. O'Rourke with the basketball. And the Rebels throw it away. Ninth turnover here in this first half for the Rebels. 25-12 our score. 2:05 to play in this first half. So here we go. Bringing it up here is Sanders. Avery Sanders gives it up to Ella Carlson. Out of Borkhart. They find Borkhart underneath, and she is fouled. And that's going to be on Addison Mattoon. That'll be three on Addison now. And that puts Borkhart to the free throw line. Free throw is up. No good. Maddie Dahlman back in. Mattoon comes out. Out comes Ella Carlson. Back in is Shetler. And Borkhart will get another free throw here. And that one is no good. And we get the ball coming up on the stage. We get it back to the official. 25-12. Mavs with the ball. As Borkhart missed that free throw, then it went out of bounds off USC. And they look inside to Anderson. She's going to lose it out of bounds. And that'll be turned over to the Rebels. 1:39 to go here, first half. 25-12. Mavs leading the Rebels here. And O'Rourke with the basketball. Minute and a half to play in this first half. Over to Dahlman. Now to Bungum. Now back to Dahlman. Dahlman looks around, finds Bungum. Bungum goes behind the back, going to her left. Now to Dahlman on the baseline. Dahlman takes one dribble. Back to Bungum. Three-pointer, and that one long. And it's rebounded by the Mavericks. Emily Anderson with the basketball. Gives it up to Shetler. Shetler now picks up her dribble. Over to Borkhart. Now they swing it back over to Emily Anderson on the move. And that one knocked away. And here come the Rebels now. 45 seconds to go. Brigger with the ball. Brings it over to Dahlman. Dahlman back at the top. Now to O'Rourke. Now to Bungum. And they're going to get here for checks again. 35 seconds to go. Turnover number 10 on the Rebel. Excuse me. And 25-12, Mavs lead. And there they find Anderson underneath on the cut, and she gets it to go. Emily Anderson now with she has 9 points on the night. 14 seconds to go. Brigger with the basketball. Now to O'Rourke. 27-12, our score. Shot clock, of course, is off. And that ball now loose. Maddie Dahlman's there. 2 seconds. Chucks it up, and it's no good at the buzzer. The Martin County West Mavericks leading the USC Rebels by a score of 27-12 at halftime. We'll have your Hodges Halftime Report coming up in 3 minutes.
Are you stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Mark handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells today and get to a better state with State Farm. TS Construction of Easton has been providing quality construction work since 2010. Todd has over 20 years of experience and can get the job done for you. TS Construction can handle anything from remodels, siding and windows, to new construction, including houses and shop house combinations. For your next home improvement project, call Todd Sonic at 507-327-7923. Good luck to all the athletes in today's game from TS Construction of Easton.
Galswick Brothers Trucking of Tremont wants to wish the Martin County West Mavericks good luck in the tournaments. Galswick Brothers Trucking is your local and long-distance dry bulk hopper trailer haulers, transporting grains, fertilizers, crushed rocks, and feeds. Galswick Brothers Trucking is currently looking for owner-operators. Call them at 507-639-2231. That's Galswick Brothers Trucking of Tremont, a proud supporter of Martin County West activities.
Extend the life of your equipment with Cenex Premium Greases. Engineered with quality base oils and well-balanced formulas to protect equipment in a wide range of temperatures and tough conditions. The Cenex line of grease products offer excellent rust protection, water resistance, and anti-wear properties to extend equipment life. Cenex Grease delivers the dependability you need to keep your operation running like a well-oiled machine.
Through the end of the month, get a discount on all oil and grease products at New Way K&H Cooperative and receive a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of Cenex lubricants purchased.
One thing I truly believe is the importance of taking care of our veterans. Hi, this is Dr. Shane Tafe of Tafe Wellness Center in Armstrong and Algona. And I have found that many veterans are unaware that as part of your VA benefits, you can receive chiropractic care at no cost to you. As a preferred VA provider, we can help you navigate this process. Give us a call at 515-575-9123 to see how we can help you stay feeling your best. Find us at TafeWellnessCenter.com.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
And we are back here at halftime. Martin County West leading 27 to USC's 12 here at the half. It is time now for the Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. We'll have your first half stats right after this from Hodges.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right place. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
And we're back here now on the Hodges Halftime Report with your first half stats for Martin County West. They are led here by Emily Anderson with 9 points, then 6 from Ella Carlson. Maddie Carlson with 6 points off the bench, then 4 from Emily Scheckler. And then we had 6 from Ella Carlson, 6 from Maddie, and Liv Borkart with 2. For USC, they're led by Olivia Bungham with 6 points. She rattled off 6 straight there for the Rebels, as the Rebels did have a lead early in this one, but then the Mavericks took advantage of turnovers made by the Rebels and have extended a big lead here of 27-12 at halftime. Yeah, the Rebels have turned it over 10 times in the first half. Martin County West, 8 times. Rebounding, going to Martin County West, the edge there, 14-9 team-wise. Shooting, the Mavs are shooting 12 of 22, 54%, and 2 of 6 from the free throw line at 33%. The Rebels, 6 of 20 from the field at 30%, and have not been to the free throw line here yet. Have the Rebels. So that's our halftime report here. Again, Martin County West 27, USC 12 at halftime. That is the Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. And we'll have second half action coming up for you in 3 minutes.
Hi, this is Ian Sin with the Sin Family Celebration of Life Center in Tremont. Our newly remodeled facility can host funerals, visitations, and meals all in one convenient location. Check us out on Facebook or at www.sinfuneralhome.com to learn more, or call us today at 507-639-5711 to learn about how prearranging with us can lock in today's prices while also giving your family peace of mind. Sin Family Celebration of Life Center is proud to be family-owned and locally operated.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
There's a perfect planting window you try to plant in, but it isn't always a very long time. With SpeedTube, only from Precision Planting, you can take advantage of that window by planting at twice the speed while still maintaining accurate seed spacing. This is Amber from Johnson Seeds of Wells. If you want to learn more about SpeedTube or other ways to transform your planter with Precision Planting, give us a call at 507-553-6136. Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW, wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is a great place to join your friends for food, beverages, games, and fun. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us the first Sunday of the month for our omelet breakfast, October through May. We can host your next reception, gathering, or reunion. The VFW in Wells, proud to support the USC Rebels.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
And we are back here again at halftime. The Mavs lead to the Rebels 27-12. Leading scorers, Emily Anderson from Martin County West with 9, and Olivia Bungum for USC with 6. We'll have second half action coming up in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Dustin. Are you a farmer, landowner, or investor looking to buy or sell real estate in Minnesota or Iowa? Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited has over 60 years of experience with helping clients buy and sell farmland. If you need appraisals, auctions, private land sales, or just some help with navigating through a transaction, we are here to help. We are a family-owned business, and ag assets are what we know. So if you are looking for experienced farmland experts, contact Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited in Fairmont, Minnesota, or find us online at auctioneeralley.com.
Even though it doesn't feel like it, spring is coming soon. Spring merchandise will be arriving, and Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center needs to make room. So they're having a winter sale. Come on down and save 10 to 50% on select in-store winter items, including gloves and mittens, Carhartt coats, jackets and bibs, Kamek men's, women's and kids' snow boots, and so much more. Come on down and save during the winter sale at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
All right, we are back here at the second half, ready to start here. 18 minutes on the clock. The Rebels will start with the basketball here. And it'll be Lork with the ball, gives it up to, oh, it's stolen away, and a shot taken, and it's missed there by Avery Sanders, who got the steal. Rebounded by the Rebels, and a turnover by the Rebels on the first possession, though it did not cost them. And there's another one tipped there by Sanders. And it goes actually off the Rebels. Off of Bungum, touched her last off the leg. And that'll give the Mavs the basketball. And let's see. So instead of Mattoon, it's Maddie Dahlman in the starting lineup for to start the second half, I should say, here for the Rebels. And now, here we go. Mavs with the ball. Anderson fires. Three-pointers. No good. And it goes out of bounds to USC. Well, here comes some more pressure here from the Mavericks. And they give it up to O'Rourke. Now to Bungum. Bungum gets it across to Dahlman. Dahlman now. Goes to the baseline and looks to Bungum. Longham goes cross court to Schroeder, and then she loses it out of before it goes out of bounds, and she saves it underneath the basket there, and it goes to Maverick. Inside, and they find the cutter down low again. Courtney Anderson this time, the one that gets the bucket there. 29-12 now, Mavericks lead. Taylor Schroeder on the move. She'll kick it to Bungum. Bungum trying to get it inside to Schroeder, and the bounce pass stolen away by Anderson. Emily Anderson with the basketball now. Over to Scheffler. Scheffler with it. Goes inside to Anderson. Anderson off the glass and into the bucket it goes. She's going to love it. First player in the double digits. That's 11 for her. And now Maddie Dolman has the basketball. They hound her. She's trapped right at midcourt. Bungum goes down. We got a push. As Dolman also went down there in that trap. And we're going to get a push on Martin County West. That'll go on number four, Avery Sanders. That'll be Sanders' second foul, first team foul on the Mavericks. And we have another one, a blocking foul. Bungum hits the floor once again. So here we go. And that one on number four again, Avery Sanders. Now three fouls is what she has here. To Schroeder on the inbound. At the free throw line. Jumper is short, no good. Rebounded by the Mavericks. Anderson has it. Emily Anderson will bring it up here. 31-12, Mavs lead. And Shetler on the shot, no good. Too hard on that one. Rebounded by USC. Bungum with the basketball. 15 and a half minutes to play here. 15:30 remaining in the ballgame. 31-12. Martin County West with a commanding lead. Bungum thought about the three, now drives, cut through, shot is up, no good. And it's last touch there by the Rebels. So it'll go to the Mavericks. And the Rebels take a timeout. 15:20 to play. 31-12. Mavs leading USC. More in a minute.
Do you know where to find top healthcare for you and your family? The best is closer than you think. United Hospital District has been named one of America's best hospitals in 2023 for the category of under 25 beds by the Women's Choice Award, the trusted referral source for women. Only those hospitals that go above and beyond on care and attention earn this recognition, and we couldn't be prouder to have made the list. Now you can receive the best level of care right here close to home. Visit UHD.org to learn more. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Federated Rural Electric is a member-owned distribution electric utility serving Jackson and Martin counties. As a cooperative, they are owned by the members they serve. They are your Touchstone Energy partner that provides high standards of service, accountability, innovation, and commitment to community. Federated Rural Electric, serving Jackson and Martin counties. A Touchstone Energy cooperative, the power of human connections.
All right, we're back here. 15:20 to play. Mavs leading the Rebels here. 31-12. 27-12 at the half. Mavs have put in two buckets here in the second half so far. Rebels have yet to get any. And here we go. Emily Anderson on the move. Stops, finds inside there to Emily Scheffler for two, and she has six. 33-12 now. Shot is Schroeder in the corner. Three-pointer is no good. Rebounded, however, by O'Rourke, and then the Rebels will throw it away. Turnover number five in the second half. Mattoon comes in, and Borkard in for the Mavs. And Brigger comes out here for the Rebels. And with 14:45 to play, Mavs leading 33-12. And now they give it up to Courtney Anderson. Now over to Emily Anderson now. Emily Anderson holds the ball high, gives it back up to Courtney. Now they swing it over to Maddie Carlson. And we got an offensive foul. Matty Dolman will draw that one. Draws the charge, and that is a foul there on Carlson, number two, on her. And here we go. Schroeder now gives it up. Gets it across court now to Mattoon. Now back to Schroeder. Schroeder driving the baseline, and she is fouled by Ella Carlson. That's Carlson's third now. So Ella Carlson now with three. Rebels will inbound here as Olivia Bungum gets it in. It's tipped away and stolen by Anderson. Emily Anderson with those long arms gets the ball. And here she comes, gives the ball up to Ella Carlson. Now they swing it over to Courtney Anderson. Now back to Ella Carlson. Shot goes up and out of bounds it goes. And hitting the deck was Emily Anderson. And she just off the floor she goes and she raises her arms like no foul called. And same with Cliff. He did not like that there was no call there. But Mavs get the ball. They give it to Anderson, and guess what? She'll put in two. 13 now for Emily Anderson. So she'll get the two. 35-12 now, the lead for the Mavericks, and another turnover by the Rebels. And here comes Emily Anderson with the basketball. 13.5 to go in this ball game. Courtney Anderson, the sophomore in the corner, now gives it up to Eli Carlson. Ball is loose. The Rebels recover it. And the first turnover by MCW in this first in the second half, I should say. Maddie Dolman finds O'Rourke. Corner three. It's long. And it's rebounded by Anderson of Martin County West. Rebels yet to hit a field goal here in the second half. Stuck at 12 here. And that one goes off the rim. Bounces now to Bungum. And Bungum will lay it up for two. And the scoring drought here, the first bucket of the second half goes to Olivia Bungum. She's got eight. 35-14 now. Rebels need some big stops here and some scores if they hope to crawl back into this one here with 12.5 to play. Inside, they find a number 25, Maddie Carlson for two. And she's got eight. 37-14. Rebels, of course, need the stops. Cannot trade buckets. Bungum off the glass as she drives the paint and gets it to go. She's got 10. And the Rebels need the stops. Can't trade buckets. Trailing here, it's 37-16. Mavericks leading with 12-10 to play. Ball is tipped. We've got a whistle. And let's see. So goes on number three, Taylor Schroeder, her first foul. And that's going to put Courtney Anderson to – no, they're going to inbound. No, not at the free throw line. It looked like they were lining up for free throws. They inbound it there, but wasn't in the act of shooting. And there's the ball going to Sanders. Sanders loses it as Addison Mattoon comes away with the basketball. And one, Schroeder, they find her. Borkhart will foul her. Taylor Schroeder gets the bucket to go. And we'll get to the free throw line here to shoot one. Shetler comes back in for Borkhart. As that was Borkhart, this is her first. Again, she coming off an injury here, so they're going to ease her into the back of the plane, and Schroeder will knock down the free throw. She's got five now. 37-19. Mavericks leading, 11:45 to play. And now here come the Mavericks once again here. Looking inside to Anderson. Now they give it up to her in the corner. She dribbles to her left. Now they go left side. Jump shot taken, and it's at a deep two. It goes in, out, and drops back in for Maddie Carlson, and she's got double digits with 10 points tonight. And it is a 20-point lead now for the Mavericks, 39-19. And 11:15 to go. The Rebels turn it over. Throw it out of bounds. 39-19, Mavericks lead. 11-11 to play. And here we go. And Courtney Anderson looking inside. And now they kick it back out. Courtney has it. Now gives it up to Maddie Carlson. Back over to the Mavs. Bounce pass shot taken there by Courtney Anderson. It's no good. Rebounded by the Rebels. And we get a whistle. And they're going to get it on Anderson. That is her second. 39-19. Pressure coming from the Mavs here. Little 2-2-1 press. And now O'Rourke has the ball, gives it up to Dolman as they get it across. Now over to Bungum. Bungum splits defender, shot up, it's blocked, and here come the Mavericks. Ahead they go, and they find at number 25, Maddie Carlson for two. And she has 12. 41-19. Mavs leading the Rebels. O'Rourke, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Mavs, no, they don't get the rebound. Schroeder's there. She goes up strong and one. So Taylor Schroeder does not give up, gets the board, and puts it back. And she'll go to the free throw line. And we've got a timeout by the Mavericks. Mavs lead by 20, 41-21. Free throw for Taylor Schroeder after this one-minute timeout.
Founded in 1915, Farmers Co-op Association has grown to four locations throughout northern Iowa and southern Minnesota, offering full-service agronomy, grain, energy, and feed. Farmers Co-op Association is proud to be owned by the customers which they serve. Community plays a large role in what they stand for. Because of this, they believe in doing business locally as well as giving back to the communities that their employees and patrons live in. Farmers Co-op Association, with locations in Forest City, Leland, Buffalo Center, and Keister, is here to serve you.
When you want the job done right, call Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric can handle farm, residential, commercial, and industrial projects. For 24-hour service, 7 days a week, call Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880. A power outage can be costly, so if you have an electrical emergency, call Schroeder Electric. Their experienced, qualified electricians are there for any job. Make your choice, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880.
And we're back here, 10:08 to play. It's a 20-point deficit for the Rebels of USC as the Mavs of Martin County West lead it 41-21 here. Again, 10:08 as Taylor Schroeder comes to the free throw line here. Has 7 points on the night. And with that free throw, she can make it 8, and she does. 41-22 now, Mavs lead. On the drive, ball is thrown out of bounds by the Mavericks, and the Rebels will get the basketball. Schroeder will inbound here, as more pressure here by the Mavericks. Schroeder gets it to Mattoon, and now over to, no, it's stolen away, as coming away with it is Sanders, and then Bonham runs her down and steals it. And then we get a, what happened there, out of bounds. So Bonham actually went out of bounds then after grabbing it. So it will be Maverick basketball. So after all that, it got knocked out. And here come the Mavs now, inbounding, and here's Courtney Anderson with the basketball. Gives it up, and we've got a walk call there on Schettler. She'll turn it over. Fifth turnover down for the Mavericks as number one Courtney Anderson comes out. Number 10, Ella Carlson is back in. Ella Carlson comes in with three fouls here, the senior for the Mavericks. Bungum gets it. She throws it away as Schettler gets it ahead to Maddie Carlson, who gets the lay-in to fall. Maddie Carlson now with some big buckets here in the second half. She's got 14 total points here, 8 in this second half. And the Rebels turn it back over to the Mavs. 43-22, 9 minutes to go. Anderson to Carlson, and Maddie Carlson, she's got the hot hand. The freshman knocks down a deep two. 45-22 now. The Mavs continue to trap there, and now they get the Rebels get by through it. And Dolman on the take. And one. As Dolman gets the bucket, she'll get to the free throw line for a traditional three-point play. 45-24. So one shot here as the Shetler with her second foul. Dolman's free throw is good for Maddie Dolman with 5 points now. And now the Mavs with the ball. 20-point lead, 45-25, 8:35 and counting to go in this ball game. They go inside to Emily Anderson, and she gets the two to go. She's got 15 on the night now. 47-25. 8:25 to play. Dolman gives it up to Bungum. Bungum on the move. Ball is tipped. And it will be USC basketball. So stay USC ball. 47-25. Mavs are leading. Bungum needs to get it in. She does to O'Rourke. Now back to Bungum. Bungum takes the jumper, and she is blocked there by Anderson. 47-25. As Emily Anderson with the basketball now holds it high, swings it over. There's the shot, and that one rattles out. No good there by Ella Carlson. Rebounded by USC. Bungum with the ball. Bounce pass to Schroeder. Schroeder on the take. Goes around the corner. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded by the Mavericks. Abs, Ella Carlson gets the board. They give it up now to Emily Anderson. Now inside to Borkhart, kicking it out. Now they find Emily Anderson once again. It's it to Borkhart. Borkhart's jumper is no good. She gets her own rebound, put back no good, but she's fouled. And we'll get two as the foul is going to be called on Maddie Dolman. That's 3 on Maddie. 7:24 to play here. 47-25. And that makes it 48-25 as Borkhart hits the free throw there. She was 0-for-2 from the free throw line in that first half. And she misses this one. 3 points now for Borkhart, but it's rebounded by the Mavericks. Borkhart gets it again. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded. And last touch by the Mavs. So they'll say go to USC. As Borkhart missed the free throw. 48-25. 7:10 to go. Mavs leading the Rebels here in Section 2A playoff basketball. And the shot by Bungum, no good. And rebounded by the Mavericks. And let's see, we have 13 in there. Addie Wooleater coming in here for the Mavericks. She's got the basketball now. Goes baseline, now gives it back up here to Ella Carlson. Now back to Wooleater. Wooleater shot is tipped to block. Rigger thought about chucking it down to Bungum. And now they get it to her corner. Looks inside to Brigger. Now Brigger kick it back out to Schroeder. And now Brigger will kick it back out. Schroeder with it. Bungum squares up, three-pointer is off the mark, no good. She just can't find it. The outside shot tonight. Can Olivia Brigger or Olivia Bungum? Here we go, Mavs with the basketball in the lead, 48-25, and there's the shot from Wooleater, no good, and a rebound and a reverse layup from Ella Carlson. She's got 8. 50-25 our score now. 5:40 to play. It's all Mavericks here in this one. And there's another turnover by USC. Anderson with the basketball. Looks over here to Ella Carlson. And now over to Maddie Carlson. Looking, ball knocked away. Liv Borkart with it. Now to Wooleader. And it's stolen as a turnover by the Mavs. Schroeder takes it all the way. It comes up short. Now Brigger with the rebound to keep it alive. Bongham three-pointer is off the mark. No good. No three-point field goals for the Rebels in this ballgame. And here come the Mavericks. 4:40 to go. 50-25. Wooleader gives it back to Anderson. Now in the corner. Baseline jumper is off the mark. No good. Olivia Bungum will get the rebound for USC. Ahead. Now ball is loose. And Brigger will collect it. O'Rourke on the drive now. Gives it up to Schroeder. Three-pointer. And that one off the mark. No good. Rebounded by the Mavericks. And Anderson with it. 4:10 to go. 50-25. Mavericks leading the Rebels. Borkart thought about it. Wooleader takes the shot. And it's a three-pointer for the sophomore, Addy Wooleader. 53-25 with 3:50 to play. Bongham gives it up to O'Rourke now. And to Schroeder. Nice shot. As Schroeder will go to the line as she gets the bucket and the foul. And let's see here. Who's that going to go on? That was number 10, Carlson. That's four on her. And we have some new Mavericks in here. Shetler back in. 24, Ivy Olson is the new player. And the free throw is good by Schroeder. And here come the Mavericks. 3.5 to go. 53-28 our score. And that shot, good, no good. Rebounded by USC. Bungum on the take, gets the kiss off the glass to go. She takes it all the way, and she has 12 on the night. 53-30 our score. 3 minutes and 7 seconds to counting. As there we have Shetler with it, and that's going to go out of bounds off the Mavericks. 3 minutes to go exactly here in this one. As we get a substitution, Maddie Dahlman coming in for Ivy O'Rourke. So O'Rourke will sit now. Dahlman back to Bungum. Under three to play here. Over to Dahlman. Dahlman looking. Out of Bungum. Over to Schroeder. Now to Mattoon. Now back to Bungum. Bungum over to Dahlman. Dahlman now looking to Bungum. Bungum goes cross-court to Schroeder. Schroeder now on the take. Gets into the paint. Bounce pass over to Dahlman. Dahlman pump fake, drives, and is fouled. Oh, no, it's going to be a travel. A travel called. There was definitely contact on that baseline drive, but travel was called. So the Rebels will turn that one over. Definitely thought a foul was going to be called there. 53-30, 2:24 to go. As we have Courtney Anderson with the basketball. Gives it up to Wooleader now. Wooleader off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Bungum, and she's fouled right away. So the shot, no good. Rebounded by USC. And let's see, we'll have Chloe Moorman checking in here for the Rebels. Mavericks also have somebody coming in here. And so we got two shots here as Bonham will go to the free throw line. Trying to see which, who the Mavs player is there. It'll be coming in. Free throw is no good by Bungum. And let's see, Bullerman in, and number five, Hannah Rosenberg for the Mavericks. Free throw is up, no good there. So 0 for 2 is Bungum on that one. The Mavs will get the rebound, and we're going to get a foul on Bungum. And let's see, so Bungum, that's her first. And let's see, Mavs, who else do we have coming in here now? They've cleaned up their bench here. Tyler Poppy. So Poppy in there. And who else do we have? Number 12, I believe, is Hughes. Rebels on the run as Schroeder gets a steal and gets the two to go. 53-32 with 1:45 and counting. All knocked away, and it's recovered there by number 12. Taylor Hughes, and she gets the bucket to go, does Hughes. So she's in the books with two. Here is the freshman. And now a foul called. And with 1:25 to go, 55-32, Maddie Dahlman at the free throw line. And that's Hughes' first foul. So she gets a bucket here, does the freshman, and then a foul. 55-32 our score. Free throw by Dahlman is good. And 21 now, Ida Roman comes in here for the Mavs. Shot by Dahlman is short. Meyer almost had the rebound, but it's picked up by the Mavericks. As Dahlman came up short on that one. Now with 1:15 to go, 55-33 Mavericks. Looking to move on to play Thursday night against the winner of Sleepy Eye, or Springfield, and Mountain Lake Comfrey. Ball knocked out of bounds. And it was over. We got a timeout for some substitutions as Taylor Overbow going to put some players in here on substitutions for timeout here. And we got a whole bunch coming in. Let's see here. If I can keep track of all the ones that are coming in. 33. Who's not on here. So that doesn't help me. J.C. Routh in there, an eighth grader, number 21. Number 2, Madison Meyer, a freshman in there. Number 10, Juliana Kaur is in there. And also, Winkle, number 25. There's the shot, and it's knocked down by number 5 for the Mavericks. Rosenberg knocks down a big three. 44 seconds to go. Rebels with the basketball. Looking inside the Winkle now. Four, and it's stolen by the Mavericks. And a travel is called. So the Mavs will turn it over. Right back to the Rebels on the travel. 30 seconds to go. Rebels bring it up here. Does J.C. Roth. And now over to Meyer. That ball is taken away. A steal there by Roman. Pump fakes and misses the shot. Ball is all over the floor. Rebounded and picked up by the Mavericks. There's another shot by the Mavs. No good. Ball knocked out. Grabbed by 33. Ahead to Kaur. It goes out of bounds. And it'll be 6 seconds to go. And the Mavs will have the ball with 6 seconds to go. They're looking to set somebody up for a shot. And 1 second to go, and that'll do it. Nobody shoots. And the Mavs win this one 58-33 over USC to move on. And the Rebel season comes to a close. We'll be back with post-game show here on 98 Country in 3 minutes.
The definition of the word premier means first in importance. That's why Bank Midwest chose it for their new money market account. From the interest rate it pays, to the flexibility it offers, and the safety it provides. The Premier Money Market Account has the features that are important to you. It's the option you've been looking for. Inflation has already taken a bite out of retirement accounts and savings. Fight back and open your Premier Money Market Account at Bank Midwest today. Bank Midwest, member FDIC.
This is Colin from Wagner Seed, your DeKalb dealer. When corn growers in this area want superior performance, they count on DeKalb. SmartStack Pro offers three modes of action for corn rootworm control. Maximize your yields. Ask Wagner Seed about DeKalb and SmartStack Pro hybrids that'll work best for you. For superior performance, contact your DeKalb dealers, Wagner Seed. Serving South Central Minnesota, now in our fifth generation of seed sales.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
At American Glass in Fairmont, their technicians are dedicated to helping you resolve all your auto glass needs and offer the knowledge and experience you deserve from your neighborhood glass repair shop. They'll talk with your insurance company to get you the best price and work to keep your windshield safe and secure while you're on the road. Call Steve Petroviak at 507-238-9741. American Glass in Fairmont, serving you since 1991.
At Bedrock Ready Mix, they have it, they mix it, and they deliver it. Bedrock Ready Mix is your locally owned and operated Ready Mix cement, rock, and sand supplier. Choose the mixture that's right for your project. Plus, Bedrock Ready Mix has exposed aggregate concretes available too. All of their concrete's delivered with front load trucks, and they have the Ready Mix for your next cement pad, sidewalk, driveway, footings, basement, or any other project you need cement for. When your job calls for concrete, call Bedrock Ready Mix at 507-525-3400 or find them north of Winnebago on Highway 169.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
And we are back here on our post game from Sherburne. The Martin County West Mavericks defeating USC here 58-33. Let's run down the scoring here as Maddie Carlson led the way for Martin County West. 16 points off the bench there for the freshman. 15 then from the junior Emily Anderson. Then 8 from Ella Carlson. 6 from Emily Shetler. And let's see what else we have. 3 from Liv Borkhart. Abby Wooleater with 3. Rosenberg with 3. Rosenberg, I should say. Hannah Rosenberg with a 3-pointer. And 2 points from Courtney Anderson. 2 points from Hughes. Taylor Hughes, the freshman, getting 2 points here as well to round out the scoring for Martin County West. So they're 58. For USC, they're led by Taylor Schroeder with 13 points. Olivia Bungum had 12, 6 points from Maddie Dahlman, and 2 points from Ivy O'Rourke to give them their 33 here this evening. We'll be back with more on our post-game show. We'll have some more numbers here in this one coming up in 3 minutes.
The Tremont Town Center Market is the store built by the community. Their deli makes it easy to grab a meal on the go or to take home. The bakery has fresh baked goods for any special occasion. The meat department offers great options in every price range, and their fresh fruits and vegetables in the produce department will have you coming back for more. They also have 24-hour pay at the pump fuel service and a liquor store. They're open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thank you for shopping the Trimont Town Center Market.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great. Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
More at Ace Hardware in the Trimont Town Center is your full-service Ace Hardware store. They carry a full line of Valspar, Clark, and Kensington paints. Grilling season is here, and you'll find Weber and Traeger grills in stock. You'll also find a full supply of lawn and garden items, including Craftsman and Toro lawn equipment. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. More at Ace Hardware in the Trimont Town Center is a place with the helpful hardware folks.
Right now, one in three drivers are cruising around in a state of skepticism about how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells can help you get to a better state. Because Mark will talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells and officially get to a better state with State Farm. TS Construction of Easton has been providing quality construction work since 2010. Todd has over 20 years of experience and can get the job done for you. TS Construction can handle anything from remodels, siding and windows, to new construction, including houses and shop house combinations. For your next home improvement project, call Todd Sonic at 507-327-7923. Good luck to all the athletes in today's game from TS Construction of Easton.
Galswick Brothers Trucking of Trimont wants to wish the Martin County West Mavericks good luck in the tournaments. Galswick Brothers Trucking is your local and long-distance dry bulk hopper trailer haulers, transporting grains, fertilizers, crushed rocks, and feeds. Galswick Brothers Trucking is currently looking for owner-operators. Call them at 507-639-2231. That's Galswick Brothers Trucking of Trimont, a proud supporter of Martin County West activities.
Well, we're back here again. Martin County West moving on here to play Thursday night in St. Peter. 58-33 win over the USC Rebels as the Rebels season comes to a close here for girls basketball. Well, shooting-wise, Martin County West shot 57% from the field, 26-45, and then 3-8 from the free throw line at 37%. USC shot 14-38 from the field at 44%, and 5-8 from the free throw line at 62%. So the Rebels, they went 6-20 in the first half and then 8-18 in the second shooting. So a cold night shooting, not a single three-pointer made here tonight for USC. So no outside shot falling for the Rebels here tonight in Sherburne. And actually, you know, there wasn't very many threes in this game. You look at Martin County West, they had one, two, just three. So just three three-pointers made for Martin County West here as well. So again, a lot of layups inside scoring here for the team. Just not enough for USC here this evening as they fall to Martin County West 58-33. We'll be back to wrap things up from Sherburne right after this.
Extend the life of your equipment with Cenex Premium Greases. Engineered with quality-based oils and well-balanced formulas to protect equipment in a wide range of temperatures and tough conditions. The Cenex line of grease products offer excellent rust protection, water resistance, and anti-wear properties to extend equipment life. Cenex Grease delivers the dependability you need to keep your operation running like a well-oiled machine.
Through the end of the month, get a discount on all oil and grease products at New Way K&H Cooperative and receive a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of Cenex lubricants purchased.
I've had migraines, so I've been to a lot of other chiropractors.
Here's Lonnie Nelson.
A guy I used to work with actually recommended Dr. Shane Tafe. He'd started going there, and when I went to Dr. Shane Tafe, he had a different kind of style of adjusting my neck, and the different adjustments that he did brought even more relief, and I started not going to the chiropractor quite as much. I also had the regenerative tissue injections. Really felt a lot better. I've been able to sleep better. It's been a life changer for me.
Find us at TafeWellnessCenter.com to see how we can help you stay feeling at your best.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
Hi, this is Ian Sin with the Sin Family Celebration of Life Center in Trimont. Our newly remodeled facility can host funerals, visitations, and meals all in one convenient location. Check us out on Facebook or at www.sinfuneralhome.com to learn more, or call us today at 507-639-5711 to learn about how pre-arranging with us can lock in today's prices while also giving your family peace of mind. Sin Family Celebration of Life Center is proud to be family-owned and locally operated.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Get higher yields with Conceal and Precision Planting at Johnson Seeds. Efficiently place fertilizer with Conceal, a planter attachment cleanly tucked into the row unit that puts nutrition in the soil 3 inches from the seed, where it's easily accessed and safe from loss without compromising your planter's performance. Call Scott, Darren, or myself, Kyle, for your seed and precision planting needs. Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW, wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is the perfect place to stop before or after the game. In fact, anytime. We have delicious lunch specials and serve a Friday night supper September through May, along with our regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us for our weekly drink specials and our meat raffle and drawings on Thursdays. There's a great time waiting for you, so join your friends at the Wells VFW.
Well, we're back here to wrap things up from Sherbert as the USC Rebels fall here again tonight, 58-33 to Martin County West. The Rebels season ends now, a record of 8-19. And again, season coming to a close. And, of course, always hard for the players when the season comes to a close, especially for the seniors. Senior Maddie Dolman and senior Liz Meyer. Again, we thank them for being a part of USC Rebel girls basketball and wish them the best of luck here in the future. To Maddie Dolman and Elizabeth Meyer, who, of course, will be graduating in the spring and had their last basketball game here for the Rebels tonight. So the Mavs are going to move on here as they improve to 19-6 on the year. They will play Thursday night in St. Peter, 7:45 around there with a tip-off. The winner, Springfield, Mountain Lake Comfrey. Springfield's the 3 seed, Mountain Lake Comfrey the 6 seed. So they'll take on the winner on a neutral court in St. Peter. Again, the Mavs, either Springfield or Mountain Lake Comfrey, here for them is what's ahead on Thursday. And I believe that we will have Martin County West on 98 Country Thursday night, as well as if
Grenada Huntley's J. Martin Luther Truman won, because they'll be the first game in St. Peter on Thursday night if they did defeat the Medalia Blackhawks this evening. So that's what's up. Again, we'll be following the Mavericks here, continuing with the Mavs and also the Jags. If whoever they keep on winning, we will keep following them. It's sad to see our Rebels fall here in the first half. But again, a young squad minus those two seniors I mentioned earlier with Dahlman and Meyer. But again, a lot of underclassmen ready, will be ready to come back next year for USC. For, again, we want to thank you for listening. Thank all of our great sponsors. And a big thank you to Kim Webster back at our 98 Country Studios. For 98 Country Sports, this is Travis Finsky. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Section Playoff Girls Basketball tonight here on 98 Country. Tonight's game between United South Central and Martin County West has been brought to you by Bevcom, Farmers Co-op Association of Forest City, Leland, Keister, and Buffalo Center, Federated REA of Jackson, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Farmers Trust and Savings Bank of Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt Lake Mills, and Bryson, Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont, United Hospital District, American Glass of Fairmont, Stayline Cooperative, Global Innovations Bank of Keister, Trimont Town Center Market of Trimont, M&M Insurance, TS Construction of Easton, Bank Midwest of Fairmont and Sherburn, Tape Wellness Center of Algona, Wagner Seeds of Wells, Moore and Ace Hardware of Trimont, State Farm Agent Mark Schmitz of Wells, Colswick Brothers Trucking of Trimont, Bedrock Ready Mix of Winnebago, New Way KH Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Sin Celebration of Life Center of Trimont, Johnson Seeds of Wells, the Wells VFW, Schroeder Electric of Easton and Wells, and Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center has brought you Section 2A playoff coverage on 98 Country. Thanks for listening.
Variety.
A lot of variety.
Lots of variety.
98.1 FM, transmitting to two states with your favorite hot country.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing. It's 2 a.m. Telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. The next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and you sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying how you doing there, dad. And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. Saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, get to know your wife again, and you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins, and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories.
stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know,
the only station you need for today's country, 98 Country.
Farm was a place to go. Load the truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all listen.
Chillin' on a dirt road, laid back, swervin' like I'm George Jones. Smoke rollin' out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on the tires.
Sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. See, if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in.
Chilling on the dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. George Jones, smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on my tires. That's right.
Country.
My spare time and my spare key don't go to your front door, and I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know. It ain't your place to walk up, say hey, ask how I've been at some party. It ain't your place to ask my friends when you see them out if I'm seeing somebody. You don't get to call me up.
teacher to my family when the birthdays come around. And don't act like you're happy for me when a dream works out. If I met someone or if I didn't, honestly, it's none of your business anyway. 'Cause at the end of the day, it ain't your place to walk up, say hey, ask how I've been at some party. It ain't your place to ask my friends when you see them out if I'm seeing somebody. You don't get to call me up 'cause you're drunk. 2 a.m. say you miss us. Now you don't get to care where I'm waking up.
She's from Park Place, Florida. Ashley Cook is her name. The song is called Your Place. Her new CD, Shot in the Dark, has over 20 tracks on it. Shea Mooney of Dan and Shea fame surprised his sister Gabby with a home featured on HGTV Fixer to Fabulous. So we'll get to see the show. And yeah, Shea Mooney gifted this home to his sister. An incredible display of generosity. Dan and Shay, they begin their coaching duties on The Voice tonight as the new season of The Voice launched. Dan and Shay up in moments with Save Me the Trouble.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
When setting your digital radio dial, lock it on today's country and yesterday's favorites. 98.1 FM.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring your drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you
Shorty's at.
This is how we roll.
Our guns. We love who we love and we want to have fun. Yeah, we cuss on them Mondays and pray on them Sundays. Pass it around and we dream about one day.
This is how we roll.
Blame it on time, the road or the ride, but it ain't the same.